This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Good morning. House Commerce Committee will come to order. House Commerce and Energy Committee will now come to order. Both of them at one time. I'd like to welcome everybody here today and welcome those that are listening over the internet. Brief reminder, we are now started, so turn off your cell phones. If the gentleman in the back row, if his computer makes sounds, turn the sound down. Thank you. He's paying attention. He's awake. Yeah, at this time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Harrison.
Here.
Holly.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Nordstrup.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Steinhauer.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Willidsen.
Here.
Woman.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Here.
13.
We do have a quorum. Again, welcome this morning. And before we get started, a reminder, we do have a big bill up today. So all you people that are going to testify, be sure and sign in. If you have anything to distribute to the committee, we have pages here today that'll take care of that for you. And today is our page. This is our first group of pages for session. Today is our last day. They've done a wonderful job the first 2 weeks. Would you come up and tell us your names? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're going to be doing in the next year or two.
Hi, my name's Lance Guthmiller. I go to Sully Buttes High School in Oneida, and I'm going to DSU for computer science.
Thank you.
I'm Brett Story. I'm from Chamberlain High School, and I'll be going to SDSU with the intended major of animal science.
Go Cubs. Thank you for the work you put in the first couple of weeks. It's a little different time the first 2 weeks and maybe a couple of weeks down the road where it's going to be longer days, but there's a lot of mail to be delivered, so thanks for your time, and I love that tie. Both ties. We did have a meeting last week, Representative Willidsen, and in your book there are some minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Willidsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Willidsen moves due pass for the minutes, and I have read them, sir.
We have a motion to adopt the minutes.
Second.
By Representative Willidsen, seconded by Representative Archbeal. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All in favor of approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Now, with only one bill on, many of you are wondering why I called you here today. I heard a lot of comments. Next week, we do have a couple of rather large bills coming in, and I had some Senate bills come over that I was hoping to get through today, but by the time they were read and I approached the powers that be and talked about it, it was decided. Pardon?
Nobody's buying it.
No one's buying it. Darn. So for that reason, we just have the one bill, which I'm going to say is an interesting bill for specifically for this district. So I've got a little bit of bias on it. And I've also been told that Monday is somebody's special day. Representative Zickman, do you have an announcement to make?
We were talking about it. It's
chocolate noise.
We're trying to decide what I need to bring Monday for my birthday. So whatever the body or whatever needs, if you need chocolate donuts, peanut butter.
175 a crown.
somebody told me to bring the little decanters of Jim Beam.
Representative Willidsen, do you have a motion?
Yes, it'd have to be wild turkey.
Chocolate covered donuts.
With
I can work out most things. So.
Yeah, go to Wall Drug and get some donuts.
Wall Drug? Oh, jeez, yeah.
But early happy birthday to you, Representative.
Thank you. It's I'm old.
You want to put that in a motion? Okay, we do have the one bill today, and how do you want to get going?
Does he get the senior discount when he goes to McDonald's? Because his hair is dark.
I haven't worked at McDonald's for weeks now, so I don't know.
His hair is darker than Arch's.
Thank you, Representative Kirschman.
Where was it you turned the corner into the toilet?
Representative Willidsen, do you want to make that a motion?
No, I just want to
Okay, let's get going with the bill we do have, House Bill 1052. It's a bill that will revise certain alcoholic beverage business restrictions on Department of Revenue employees. At this time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1052.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Evans. I'm with the South Dakota Department of Revenue. And since I'm got the only bill on your agenda, and I'm certain I'm the only guy that signed in to testify, I'll do my best to take the full complement of time this morning here on this bill. No, quite the contrary. This bill, 1052, is a relatively easy bill, one-section bill, and I think you've all read it, and I've talked to many of you. I don't see this being a problem, but what 35-1-3 does is impose a very broad restriction on every single Department of Revenue employee from having anything to do with any place that might have an alcoholic beverage license. And so right now there are 248.5 FTE within the Department of Revenue. Only 15 of those that work in the Property and Special Taxes Division, which is the division that administers the taxation, licensing, regulation of alcohol. And of those 15, only a couple, really two or three of us that deal with anything related to alcohol. So, as we got to looking at some statutes, this one seemed to be awful broad. And there are some specific examples that I can give you. You know, for example, a person that works in our Division of Motor Vehicles would be restricted from working part-time as a server at any establishment that sells alcoholic beverages, or from working part-time at a C-store that sells alcoholic beverages. Anybody in our Department of Audits, Division of Audits, would be prohibited from working at Walmart part-time as a cashier because Walmart sells alcoholic beverages. So, it just seems like the statute's awfully broad. What we're proposing to do is to ease this restriction a little bit so that the restriction doesn't apply to everybody within the department, but only those within the division that deals with alcoholic beverages, that being the Property and Special Taxes Division. So instead of prohibiting all 248.5 FTE within the department from having anything to do with alcohol, we'd be prohibiting the secretary and the 15 employees within the Property and Special Taxes Division. So just in closing, Mr. Chairman, I think that probably in the post-prohibition area, this restriction, this broad restriction made sense. You were probably had some more concerns about corruption between the department and producers and sellers of alcohol. Probably had very, very much fewer Department of Revenue employees and probably fewer establishments that sold alcohol. In these days and age, when we have a lot more Department of Revenue employees and specialized divisions and virtually everywhere sells alcohol, it seems to be a little overbroad and doesn't make sense. So we would just urge your support with House Bill 1052. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Don't go too far. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1052? Any opponents? Seeing none, I'll open it up to committee questions. Any questions of the sponsor?
Chairman.
Representative Beal, state your question.
I agree with the testimony. I see the need and the same situation even within the realms of my business. I've got 98 people, and they can't even work at Walmart. It's limiting some of those. And this has nothing to do with that, but I totally agree with you.
Is there a question?
No question. It's
a statement. Okay. Anybody else have a question of the sponsor, of Mr. Evans? Seeing none, I will close public testimony, open it up to committee action or discussion and or action. Representative Schoenbeck.
Mr. Chairman, move do pass.
Motion do pass by Representative Schoenbeck, seconded by Representative Woolman. Discussion on that motion, Representative Schoenbeck.
Why are we meeting today?
You'll find out very shortly. Further discussion on the do pass motion. Seeing none, I'm going to make a comment. Living in Pier, which I think everybody realizes, state government's very prominent here. When I want to see a lot of state employees, I go out to Walmart or Menards, and I see my state employees, but they're not shopping. They are working part-time jobs over the weekend, sometimes at night. And this bill only makes sense. These people that these 240-some people that we're talking about on here have nothing to do with taxation or regulation of alcohol. And you heard the testimony. I think, consent would be nice, but we'll save that for later. I'd ask your do pass motion. Thank you. Hey, we're trying to be here until 10:15. The question is, do pass on House Bill 1052. Representative Wilson, do you have a comment concerning the bill?
No, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. The question or the motion is, do pass on House Bill 1052. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Affirmative vote of 13 votes. House Bill 1052 moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Zickman.
I move consent.
We have a motion consent, seconded by Representative Kirschman. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor of consent, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1052 will be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation, be placed on a consent calendar.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Schoenbeck, before I recognize you, I misspoke earlier. I haven't eaten at McDonald's in a couple of weeks. I just want to make sure that's out there. Somebody's grinning in the back row. Thank you. Okay, Representative Schoenbeck.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Representative Schoenbeck, seconded by Representative Beal. No discussion on this motion, folks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. We'll see you Monday.